Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm your host, Jakari Jackson. It is January 20th, 2016, and here's a look at our top stories.
Tonight, more blowback from Fast and Furious as a 50 caliber rifle is found at El Chapo's hideout in Mexico. Yet another weapon that was funneled through the Obama administration's illegal gun smuggling ring. Then, more fallout from the water contamination crisis in Flint, Michigan.
Government failed you. Federal, state, and local leaders. By breaking the trust you placed in us.
Plus, the war in Syria escalates as Turkish troops and military equipment cross the border. Hey, whose side are they on anyway? All that plus the groundbreaking interview with Louis Farrakhan.
Stop lying and start telling the truth to the American people and to the world.
That's up next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
Clean, pure drinking water. You can't survive without it. But where do you get it? Alexa Pure Pro is a brand new groundbreaking gravity-fed water filtration system that is like no other. The Alexa Pure Pro transforms water from virtually any fresh source into clean, healthy drinking water, pairing the unprecedented superfiltration power of an all-new gravity block core with a hybrid chromatic shell. It removes up to 99.999% of impurities, including bacteria, viruses, fluoride, disinfectants, volatile organic contaminants, and hormones. Filter capacity up to 5,000 gallons. Stainless steel construction. Easy assembly. Low maintenance. Replacement filters are simple to install. And now, as part of an exclusive limited time introductory offer, you can save $20 off the retail price and get free shipping. This is a limited time offer, so order your unit today and receive free shipping and $20 off. Go to InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
Operation Fast and Furious. If you watch this show, you've heard about it quite a bit. And no, I'm not talking about the Vin Diesel movies. I'm talking about Operation Fast and Furious that gave firearms to Mexican drug cartels under a sting operation. And we have a report here from Fox News. They say of the 2,000 firearms that were given to the cartels, 1,400 of those went missing. And one of them, or at least one of them, went to El Chapo. That's right, the kingpin of the Sinaloa drug cartel, and one of them was actually able to shoot down a helicopter. That was a 50 caliber rifle. It's a massive rifle that can stop a car, or as it was intended, to take down a helicopter. And they found this during a raid on January 8th, and in a raid that cost the lives of many of El Chapo's men, and now he has been taken back into custody. So when I think this is a perfect example for Obama's gun control policy, you know, for everybody who's trying to figure out what we need to do to really get people to realize and understand what this man is doing behind the scenes. He wants to have RFID guns. He wants to have GPS tracking guns. This 50 caliber rifle that they found in El Chapo's basement or wherever, it didn't have any fingerprint technology on it. It damn sure didn't have any GPS tracking technology. Otherwise, they would have found it a long time ago. And actually, I was reading some of the comments on that Fox News article. One person down at the bottom, he put on there, he's like, yeah, everybody's freaking out about the 50 caliber rifle, but nobody's talking about the RPGs he had as well. Now, where he got those RPGs, I don't know. I'm not going to attribute that to the ATF, but it's so ridiculous to me how they want to have so many gun measures here in the United States while they're arming ISIS, they're arming these cartels, and you have a very delicate situation to where they say they want to track these firearms and see where they end up. Well, the only thing these firearms have led to yet is a stack of dead bodies, including Border Patrol agent Brian Terry. But they don't want to talk about anything like that. They just want to tell you how you need to have restrictions on your firearms in your personal home. Meanwhile, the people who are making all these laws, from the city councilmen all the way up to the president, if they don't have personal bodyguards, they go to buildings with armed security. Which is to say, if you were going to go to a city council meeting and for whatever reason somebody wanted to come in there and cause a ruckus, you have a security guard, a police officer on standby to deal with that situation. They have first responders in the building, but if you're some little old lady, you know, who's riding the bus and some guy wants to come and attack you, you have no first responder. You have to call the police and wait 2 minutes for him to get there. And a lot of damage can be done in that time. And for more on this, we go to John Bound, who's going to break down this Fast and Furious and El Chapo connection.
Where is El Chapo? The billionaire head of the Sinaloa drug cartel and the second most powerful man in Mexico after Carlos Slim. Well, he is sitting in the Altiplano prison after a raid on January 8th at a Los Mochis residence in northern Sinaloa. The raid netted two armored cars, two M16 rifles with grenade launchers, and two Barrett M82 sniper rifles. Fox News reported, when agents from the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives checked serial numbers of the eight weapons found in his possession, they found one of the two 50 caliber weapons traced back to the ATF program, sources said. Out of the roughly 2,000 weapons sold through Fast and Furious, 34 were 50 caliber rifles that can take down a helicopter. El Chapo would put his guardsmen on hilltops to be on guard for Mexican police helicopters that would fly through valleys conducting raids. The sole purpose of the guardsmen would be to shoot down those helicopters. This is the third time a weapon from the Fast and Furious program has been found at a high-profile Mexican crime scene. Now, the U.S. Department of Justice, under the direction of Loretta Lynch, is in the middle of an extradition battle waged by U.S. attorney offices in New York, Chicago, Miami, El Paso, and San Diego. While Lynch, whose office, under former DOJ head Eric Holder, committed the first case of criminal and civil contempt of Congress due to his responsibility for aiding and abetting, the very drug lord Lynch claims to intend to prosecute. But Holder isn't in a maximum security prison. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton praises Holder by tweeting, "From protecting voting rights to challenging discrimination, Eric Holder was one of our finest attorneys general, honored by his support." Hillary. Ah, the hubris of criminals. They just can't help themselves. Back in jolly old England, mega-corporate criminal Stuart Gulliver, who admitted in 2012 to laundering hundreds of millions of dollars for El Chapo's Sinaloa drug cartel. Where is Gulliver after the deaths of 100,000-plus and 20,000 missing Mexicans were funded by the monumental $376 billion of drug money HSBC handled for Wachovia? Gulliver is currently at the Davos confab, still operating as the group chief executive of HSBC, making decisions with 61 other criminal billionaires determining the amount of carbon taxes they will be fleecing from the unsuspecting populace. The Telegraph writes, "Mr. Gulliver is on a panel on business and climate change. He appears largely supportive of the COP21 decree agreed at Paris in December, but says there cannot be a binary moment when everyone drops oil and gas companies." And Guardian journalist Jill Trainer tweets, "Gulliver warns Davos of pulling out of all fossil fuel investments as they are providers of jobs and taxes." And Gulliver also says, "The maths do work when asked about financing of green fuel at Davos. The public wants to do this," according to global mafia chief Stuart Gulliver. As El Chapo sits in a maximum security prison he has already escaped, he embodies the mentality of a global criminal organization Goliath that protects and continues to fund him. Because if and when El Chapo finally escapes, he will again be too big to jail. John Bound for Infowars.com.
And from 50 caliber rifles going to cartels to grenades and rocket launchers going to ISIS, we see ISIS destroys 1,400-year-old Christian heritage site. Satellite photos obtained by the Associated Press confirm what church leaders and Middle East preservationists had feared. The oldest Christian monastery in Iraq has been reduced to a field of rubble. Yet another victim of the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria's relentless destruction of heritage sites. Yeah, we see them going all over. They're burning down Christian villages, killing priests and doing all this stuff. And we show the clip many, many times. We have to play it again. But you guys have seen the clip of the grenades and all this stuff being airdropped to ISIS. They said it was supposed to go to the Kurds. We'll talk about the Kurds here in just 1 second. But however they got them, ISIS has them. And then a U.S. official was so bold to go on TV and say, "Well, a pallet of grenades isn't going to stop the U.S. military." Yes, I do agree, but it's going to kill a bunch of unarmed Christians at these World Heritage Sites, tear down their monasteries and all their artifacts. But nobody seems to care about that. They just want to continue to bring people here to the United States. And I understand you have a good heart. You want to bring people here. That's not my issue. My issue is when you bring people here, it's a half measure that does not address the root cause why people are leaving Syria, Iraq, Yemen, Pakistan in the first place. You can bring everybody in the world to the United States of America, but it doesn't stop the foreign policy that is continuing to blow up churches, hospitals, wedding parties, giving guns to people who are running around, ripping out people's vital organs, making ISIS recruiting videos, lighting journalists on fire. We're aiding all these things, or should I say certain people in the government are aiding all these things. And then they say, we'll bring people here to make them feel better. And once again, yes, I understand if you have to worry about a drone coming up and blowing up your wedding party, you want to move, but we're not stopping the things that are going on. If you would stop the administration that's doing these things in the first place, people would be happy to stay home. People don't want to leave Syria. They don't want to leave Yemen and Pakistan. They want to stay safe in their own home countries, but they can't do that because of U.S. foreign policy. And as we were talking about the shipment that went to ISIS that was meant for the Kurds, now we see Kurdish news, or supposedly meant for the Kurds, Kurdish news agency reports Turkish military advance in Syria. AFN News reported late Tuesday night, Turkish troops and military equipment crossed the border and entered Syria. Local sources reported the movement and said that ISIS gangs in the area were all unresponsive to the activity of Turkish soldiers and that they just watched as they moved. In December, the Turkish president promised to eject the Islamic State. We have a quote here from Neil Cotter. It says, Turkey proves itself de facto ISIS ally by bombing YPG, main opponent of ISIS headquarters in Syria. So we've seen, I believe it was the Turkish prime minister was caught on the phone talking about how he wants to give arms to groups like Al-Qaeda. So we'll just have to see how things develop here. But there's really no simple solution to what's going on in the Middle East, or I guess any part of the world for that matter. But as I was saying before, if we stop the policies that are arming guys like ISIS and Al-Qaeda, if we stop blowing up people's churches and weddings, I think people would be a lot happier if we weren't there to playing Team America World Police. Just throw us more of your tax dollars and we'll make it all go away. The people who live there know what's going on and they don't like it one bit. But it's not going on all around the world, at least not yet. We see people who are actually fighting back. And one group that's fighting back, the Christians, as we just said, they're tearing up, or ISIS is, they're tearing up Christian villages, monasteries, burning down the churches, slaughtering the priests in the streets. But now we see a Christian militia calling themselves God's Red Defenders. They're taking up arms to stop the spread of jihadism in the Philippines. It says members of a Christian group have taken up arms in a bid to stop the Philippines from becoming a new breeding ground for ISIS. It comes less than a month after the jihadi group released its first video of a terror training camp in the Filipino jungle. And just after we saw the ISIS militants attack Jakarta. So, yeah, and I've run into people every now and then. They say that it's unchristian to own a firearm or just to have self-defense in general. And to that I say, Christ told his followers to go and buy a sword, not to have a preemptive offensive violence. But he said, hey, go out and buy your sword. He actually said, sell your cloak and buy a sword if you do not have any other means to get one, which he was saying being armed. Once again, not saying go have proactive violence, but have a means to defend yourself. Also, we see in the Old Testament, technically this is talking about Jews because Christ wasn't born yet, but they talk about King David and King Saul. Saul killed thousands and David killed tens of thousands in self-defense. Guys, many guys like Samson, many other people as well, but they don't want to talk about that. They just want to tell you that you're supposed to be a weak victim and let people step all over you. No, there's a time for peace and there's a time for war. If somebody comes to your front door saying that they're going to kill you, rape your daughter, burn down your church, yes, you do have the right to defend yourself, and there's nothing wrong with that. And somebody who took this advice to heart, a good Samaritan, a pizza man, stopped a armed robber when he came into his vicinity.
Matthew Wilhite, the son of a law enforcement officer, just happened to be prepared for an incident that would affect many lives.
We walked up, the security was wrestling with this guy.
He just didn't know it yet. Wilhite had walked into an armed robbery at the Fifth Avenue Mall. Police say the suspect was trying to steal expensive designer jeans. A security guard tried to stop him, and APD says the suspect pulled a gun.
All of a sudden, he's screaming, gun, gun, gun.
That's when Matthew Wilhite pulled his .45 caliber and pointed it at the gunman.
Now let's talk about the truth. Some people say you can't handle the truth, and I guess one of the people that's concerned about this is Senator Marco Rubio. Senator Marco Rubio plans to deploy truth squads in three of the earliest voting states to mitigate the effects of recent attacks against him. Now, one of the attacks was done by Jeb Bush, who made fun of Rubio's height, which is, you know, completely ridiculous. But I guess he's concerned, Rubio is, that people just won't get him. It reminds me of the Obama Truth Squad we saw just a few years ago, and here's a look at that.
We want to keep this campaign focused on issues. We don't want people to get distracted, and Missourians don't want to be distracted by these divisive character attacks. So we're here to respond to any character attacks, to set the record straight.
Whether it is directly attributable to the campaign or to one of the soft money operations, if they're not going to tell the truth, then somebody's got to step up and say, wait a minute, that's not true. This is the truth.
And I wish we had a truth squad today that went around telling people about all Barack Obama's empty campaign promises. You guys recall when he told the woman that he would buy her a house and she wouldn't have to work anymore. And then filmmaker Joel Gilbert talked to her years later and said, hey, did you ever get that house? She's like, no, I didn't get that house. Of course she didn't get the house. You know, he said, I'm not going to increase your taxes. If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. On and on and on. You know, raising the debt limit does not raise the debt, which I guess is technically true. It just allows for the debt to be raised. But that's neither here nor there. Let's go on to our final story for the evening before we go on to more special reports. Keep in mind that we have Louis Farrakhan, the exclusive interview that you will not see anyplace else, as well as David Knight's breakdown of the latest shenanigans at the BLM. Now, you guys recall the Flint water crisis in Flint, Michigan, and now the governor has come out and apologized for this, and he has some things to say. He said, I'm sorry and I will fix it, Snyder said near the opening of his 50-minute speech directly addressing the residents of Flint. You did not create this crisis, and you do not deserve this. Now, many people have come out and spoken out about this. We've seen National Guard giving people bottled water on the scene. So, yes, it is a big deal. And actually, we have Leanne McAdoo, who's out on the scene. You guys stay tuned for all those special reports she will be filing as she's trying to get to the bottom of the situation and talk to the residents right there in Flint, Michigan. Now, stay tuned. We'll be back right after this break with David's breakdown of the BLM in the exclusive interview with Louis Farrakhan.
You traitors claiming I'm a Ruski agent, say it to my face and I'll break your nose. I'm sick of it. I will stomp your head in the ground, you traitorous maggots, while we go under Obamacare, North American Union, conquered by European banks, announcing our kids don't belong to us, total bondage, total surveillance, and you want to shoot your mouth off about me being a Ruski agent, I will stomp your head in the ground.
Never water yourself down just because someone can't handle you at 100 proof. It's the Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I wish we could go back to the days, I'm telling you, of just getting my satisfaction out in the street. You pick a sword or something else, you're going out in the street. I'm not kidding, you cowardly scum!
Shane Steiner's involvement with InfoWarsLife.com truly happened in an organic way. I went to high school with Shane, his brother, knew his parents well. And he was visiting the office once, hadn't been to the office in years, and said, wow, I notice you're making and selling supplements. Do these really work? Because I've tried a lot of supplements as a workout enthusiast, and I really think most of them are hype. And I said, here, take some home, try it. Well, a few weeks later, he came in blown away and said, I want to buy 3 boxes of this stuff to give my friends and family. It's simply amazing. He said, why does it work so well? And I said, listen, go to InfoWarsLife.com, watch the informational videos with Dr. Group and others. They understand how it all works. I know that it works for me. That's all I understand. The science, the facts, the research, people's testimonials, they're all on InfoWarsLife.com. You can check it out for yourself.
I wanted to go to the gym. I wanted to push myself and work out harder. And that led to me being able to come out and do stuff like the barefooting and the surfing and stuff like that, which what I would never done. I never would have done that 2 years ago.
Shane has said over and over again, more than just libido and energy, it made him want to get into the gym more. It made him want to get in better shape. And believe me, the Steiners have amazing genetics. His brother is a world champion steer wrestler. His dad, Bobby Steiner, is a famous world champion bull rider. They've got natural genetics. But when you added this to the mix, in Shane's own words, it took him to the next level. Shane noticed the mental clarity. Bobby was able to work out longer and gain muscle mass. He's already completely shredded. I gotta admit, for me, the biggest effect has been libido. Now, I've never claimed to have a body like some beach model, but back when I was 20, 22 years old and worked out every day, I looked great. But over the years, and being married, having three kids, and working 18 hours a day, I gained basically 100 pounds. And it's been a long process losing that weight in the last 4 years. But if you look at the photos and the videos of what I looked like 4 or 5 years ago versus today, the results are dramatic. I'd already cleaned up my diet. I was working out hard, but I'd only lost about 20 pounds. It was adding the other key ingredients from InfoWarsLife.com that helped me personally go to the next level and shed another 35 pounds.
This has actually made me feel so good that here lately, about a year ago, I started training jiu-jitsu, and that kind of led to doing some boxing and kickboxing. I mean, it's amazing that 2 years ago, I was on the couch and couldn't even tie my shoes, and now I'm training with MMA fighters and just doing stuff that I never thought that I would be doing ever again. So Super Male Vitality has allowed me to do some amazing things, and if it has those kind of effects for me, I know that it will do great things for you. So just try Super Male Vitality. I promise you, you'll love it.
And finally, let's look at Anthony Gucciardi, InfoWars.com reporter. He also works with Dr. Group and others, helping develop the newest, most cutting-edge, high-quality supplements. Let's take a look at what happened when he tried to barefoot ski for the first time with the Steiners. And remember, we're not making fun of him. He had the will to get in the arena, and he's lost more than 10 pounds in the last few years of fat and gained more than 10 pounds of muscle. And Anthony chalks it up to Super Male Vitality as well. Bottom line, folks, you want to discover the power of Super Male Vitality and Super Female Vitality for yourself by visiting InfoWarsLife.com today or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
I have some amazing news, as Alex has been telling you, a retirement party a few years ago, and we have the article up on InfoWars.com by Don Salazar that's, I think it's gone live now, but it's going to be coming up if it's not up there. Basically, what they're talking about is they're celebrating this lady they call the Acquisition Queen. They brag about all the land that she's taken, how much land she has taken for, and I'm not sure if it's the Park Service or the BLM. Look, they all work for the Department of Interior. They all work for the federal government. The BLM has different parts of its organization, some of them that confiscate land, some of them that supposedly manage land. That's questionable as we see this. Okay, now let's get to this clip of the BLM stuff. This is coming from Lady Serena Catania, I think is the way to pronounce her name. She has a Sustaining America channel. We were sent this clip. A couple of different people sent this to us. I want to try to get her on. She's got a website, sustainingamerica.com. Talk to her a little bit more about the background of this. And, of course, if you go to her YouTube channel, go to her website, you'll see some other very heartbreaking videos about people who built their dream home, wanted to retire close to a national park, and the national park comes in and takes their land. And this one video that she has, the lady says they had just built their dream home. They were working on this, and they were going to confiscate all of it. She asked him, well, what are you going to do with the home? They said, well, you know, some of the nicer ones like yours, we won't tear down. We'll have park employees move into them. And it's like, oh, okay. So it's okay for the government bureaucrats to live in these homes. It's not an impact on the sustainability of the environment if a park employee or a federal employee steals this from you and lives in it, but you can't stay there. That's the reality that we live with, okay? So yeah, there's some heart-wrenching other videos that she has. She's gone around doing interviews with people. We're going to do the same thing here at InfoWars because we have to understand what this is about. This isn't just coming about the ranchers or the miners or the loggers, okay? They're coming after people with homes in the suburbs. And if you don't understand that these people have rights as well, you're going to lose your home as well. When you look at these massive forest fires that are happening on government land, it is because of a policy that puts a priority on locking people out of the land. It used to be they would allow people to come in and cut deadwood, standing deadwood, falling deadwood. Okay. That was what would keep the forest fires down. By letting standing dead trees remain, by letting them remain on the ground after they've fallen, without letting anybody pull these things out, that is causing massive devastation. As we talked about when we talked about the situation with the Hammond family, here was a situation where that year in Oregon, 3.5 million acres burned from wildfires. They tried to stop a wildfire that was going to destroy their property. They did a backfire to stop it. 139 acres burned. And for that, the BLM called them arsonists and prosecuted them as terrorists. And by the way, the bureaucrat who did this, prosecuting attorney who pushed that, has some pretty massive personal problems. She wound up having to resign, said she was suffering from PTSD. I don't know if she was a vet or if that was just the warfare she's conducting on the American people. Let me play this clip for you real quickly, give you a taste of this.
But I did have a letter here from the Washington office, and what it says in the letter to Mary is, thank you for all of your support. And Mary has, and Dick, they have supported Lands. Lands isn't always supported because we're the bad guys. We come in and we take this land, and we always take it for less than it's worth.
Yeah. There you go. Always less than it's worth.
And I still talk to Washington and keep telling them you need more staff.
Yeah, they come in, they take this land, they always take it for less than it's worth. So here's an example from the same lady at the same party, where they're going to brag about the fact that there was a mine that they wanted to take. They said they estimated it was $40 million. They eventually get it for $2.5 million. Okay, so maybe about 5% of the real value of the property. And she brags about the fact that she took it from two little old guys that were in World War II. Absolutely merciless theft. Let's play that clip.
You know, we'd sit there and wonder, why are we here?
Yeah, why are you here?
We weren't back too long, and Dick calls and said, we need to have a meeting. There's a mine I want to acquire.
I want to acquire this mine.
So, okay. Yeah, and so we had this meeting, and I'm sitting there.
Is that for Harry Reid?
There too. And, well, what's the value? Do you have an idea what the value of this mine is? Yeah, around $40 million. Well, I came from D.C., Lands, and I knew how much money was in the bank. I forget how long it took us to acquire.
Forever.
It did take forever.
Yeah, we don't have enough money. Let's just steal it.
We went out to the mine, and the owners were two little guys that had been in the Second World War. This mine was in operation in the 40s.
Yeah, so screw them.
And you have to do
you can get away with it.
Title.
They're old guys. Take advantage of them.
I swear it was. And Ralph Minehan, our attorney's going like this. We didn't know what to do. We called everybody in the country. Nobody knew what to do. Nobody wanted to touch it. But anyway, we did get it appraised, and we did acquire for $2.5 million, which I stole the money from Washington.
Yeah, great. She stole the money from Washington, and she got it for $2.5 million, a little bit just a little bit over 5% of what they had appraised it as. Yeah, you're the bad guys. You come in and you take our land, and you take it for less than it's worth. That's the reality of it. Let's play this next clip. This is where they refer to her as the acquisition queen. And this is the celebration again of this lady who's retiring from working at the Mojave Preserve. They're going to talk about how much land this acquisition queen has stolen. And then they're going to look forward to what she's going to do at her next position in California. Let's play that clip.
Up on the wall, and I don't know whether you can see them or not, are three red numbers. Some pretty big ones and one small one. And I don't know how to do this, but I guess we'll go start with the big one, 111,500.
So he's playing a little game. He's having the people guess. What is this?
Under the acquisition queen's regime.
Yes.
111,550 acres under the acquisition queen regime. Oh, applause. Isn't that great? We love that. She acquired 111,000 acres.
6,372.36.
What's that number?
Okay, how about the next number? It's the private acreage in Lassen.
Ha, ha, ha. Hold it right there. Let me get this up. This is radio. Okay, so they put two numbers up. One is 5.66. The other is 106 some odd thousand acres. Okay, what are these two numbers? Well, the first one, the big one, 106,000 acres, that's the number of acres in the Lassen Volcanic Park Preserve, okay? And then he says, and then the small one, 5.66, that's the number, that's the amount of private land. Ha ha, ha ha, says the Park Service employees. Go ahead, play the rest of this.
If you own those 5.66 acres, would you be swept right now?
That makes my blood boil. I don't know if you can hear that. He says, if you owned that 5.66 acres, would you be sweating right now? Because you see, they've already gotten all but 0.05% of a percent of the air, land in that area. They want it all. They want it all. And you better be sweating because the federal government is going to steal every last thing you've got. And these people are laughing about it. They're the thieves who work for the federal government. Makes my blood boil to see this. We've got the federal government in Texas moving the boundaries around the Red River for land that people have had for centuries, telling them that they're going to steal their land. They're going to steal their homes. This is land that has been private land. It's been registered. They've been paying taxes on it. They're doing this everywhere, folks. You better wake up. They're going to take your stuff too. Whether they're going to pull you over beside the road and take your car because, well, you know, war on drugs. I'm not going to wait and, you know, find you guilty for anything. I'm not going to even charge you with anything. I'm just going to charge your car with being maybe an accessory to my fantasy of it being connected in somehow to this illegal, unconstitutional war on drugs. And I'll just take your property. Okay? Think about this, conservatives. If a government can take your land, they can take your car, they can take your plane, they can take anything because you don't have any rights. And all these people who want to support this because they hate drugs, or all these people who want to support it on the left because they hate guns, understand the hole that you're digging yourself into. They're going to set you beside that hole and put a gun in your head and pop it one off and push you in the hole and cover it up. That's what this is all about, folks. You want to give them these kinds of unconstitutional powers that they don't have? Conservatives, do you understand that this is a UN agenda, this war on drugs? Do you understand that it has been totally ineffective except to take your rights and your property?
You guys have the exclusive for, which is a product called Deep Cleanse. And why I'm so excited about it is it's a unique formula, almost like the iodine crystals. We have two unique products that nobody in the world has. One of the most amazing ingredients in the world, and it's called Shilajit, and it's actually known as blood of the mountain or rock sweat because thousands of years ago, as a matter of fact, this ingredient was only given to the elite of the elite. Thousands of years ago, up in the Himalayan mountains and in Tibet.
And we wanted to put this in stuff for a couple years, but we couldn't get an organic form.
Right. I mean,
so let's explain. I mean, this stuff's so good, we couldn't put it out for years.
Right. So I had to actually, it's kind of like the iodine crystals, finding a source deep in the earth that we could get the cleanest source available. But in Tibet and in Nepal and in the Himalayan mountains, thousands of years ago, they watched these monkeys, and during the summer months, the monkeys would go up into the mountains.
Now you're being racist against monkeys.
And they would pick this black substance from the mountains. And so, in Russia, they actually, it grows in Russia in the mountains and in the Himalayas and only in the summer. And Shilajit is actually the decomposition of up to 7,000 different medicinal herbs. So it decomposes, all these different herbs decompose in the Himalayan mountains and the volcanic soil up there. And what happens in the summertime.
So it's almost like an oil from.
Yes, it's high in fulvic acid, it's high in humic acid.
Because they're always claiming oil is really from decomposed animals and plants. There is some oil that is based from fossils, but most of it's really abiotic. But so this is a true fossil source? I mean, explain it to me.
It is, it's really the decomposition, like I said, of over 7,000 different medicinal herbs and plants. And with the rocks and the pressure deep in the mountains, it freezes and during the summertime and the pressures build it up.
It oozes out.
It oozes out. So it literally oozes out of the mountain.
It's like rock sap.
It's like rock sap. It's black and it's highly nutritious. Even in the 1980s when the Olympic athletes in Russia were accused of being on steroids, they found out that they were actually been given Shilajit because it works as an anabolic as well. and it builds muscles. It's a big dose in there. The second big main ingredient in there is a volcanic zeolite concentrate. And what this formula is designed to do, the shilajit and the zeolites have a real strong negative charge. All the metals and chemicals and PCBs and VOCs have positive charges. So these go in, they grab it, and then they safely eliminate it through the body so you can become healthy. I mean, this is an amazing formula. I wish I actually had it, but because this was an exclusive InfoWars Life product, you're the only one in the world that has this formula now. And, you know, there is going to be a limited supply available when you sell out because you can only harvest this once a year.
How do people take it? How is it recommended that this be done? Just a daily dose?
Yeah, daily dose. The instructions are on the label. You know, of course, I kind of modify it for each individual. It depends on what your lifestyle is. I mean, honestly, the best thing to do is for you to avoid all these chemicals and toxins in your environment and try to identify them and start slowly reducing them. But personally, I'm going to probably take it every day, every other day, and I'll probably go with about a dropper full to maybe two dropper fulls. And I don't expose myself to any chemicals.
InfoWarsLife.com. Please also support our local AM and FM affiliates. Support their local sponsors or become a sponsor and spread the word. Because these aren't just great products. This is how we fund this independent operation. We're not taxpayer funded like MSNBC or NPR, and neither is your local station. So support them, folks. This is a war. You don't know where the white devils are, Mr. Louis Farrakhan. I can tell you right now, they run the Democratic Party 100%, and they've got black people in their web murdering your people, and they love it, and they think that people don't see them. Well, I see them, and I know who they are.
The Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us that Almighty God, Allah, revealed to him that the white race is a race of devils. And the only way, white folks, you can come out of this, because you cannot be reformed. You cannot reform a devil. All the prophets tried and failed. You have to kill the devil. Devil meaning wicked by nature. What more could a devil do than what has been done to the black man of America?
Don't you send these children out here with the thought of murder in their mind. Oh, yes, I am. It's putting to death time today. You know how mommy said when it's time to sleep, you've been raising hell all day? Betty, bye-bye. Time to go bye-bye. Time to go to sleep. Well, it's time for the white man's mind to be put to eternal rest.
Any human being who gives themselves over to the doing of evil could be considered a devil. It is the divine power of Almighty God, Allah, that is now bringing about the destruction of the United States of America.
So if the federal government will not intercede in our affairs, then we must rise up and kill those who kill us. We want some of this earth, because we'll tear this goddamn country up. Stop them and kill them and let them feel the pain of death that we are feeling.
And here we are driving to their Phoenix headquarters. And look, it'd be easy to score a bunch of points and just be rude and make radical Islamic comments to him or whatever. I'm not going to do that.
Thank you so much, Mr. Jones, for honoring us with your presence. We have watched you as you have watched us, and I have learned a lot from InfoWars and some of the wonderful things that you have done. We're two people interested in truth. We're two people that live in the greatest nation on this earth. But the nation is not now what it could be if truth unfettered would be given to the American people. And perhaps through this dialogue, that might happen.
Well, I have to say, thank you for having me in your home and with your family. Driving over here, I talked about some of the reasons that I wanted to interview you. And then when I had a chance to be in your home right before the interview, you basically mirrored what I had to say. So in your own words, I'd like you to really, for the TV viewing audience out there, go over some of the interesting things that you had to say to me and to the audience, because it just dovetailed exactly where I was going. And I have to say, I don't think I've ever had that happen before with an interview. So I'm really glad this is happening here today, because as you know, there are forces that are trying to divide and conquer humanity. And we're really coming to a crossroads where people are being told to choose a side. But I don't think the sides they're telling us to choose are real sides. So I'm trying to get people to think outside the box. And when I spoke to you earlier, that was basically your main focus. So I think this interview is meant to happen for a reason. So thank you so much for giving us the time and your busy schedule. Please just, if you could recapture what you told me in there earlier, it was very interesting.
In the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, his great teacher, Master Farag Muhammad, who came to enliven the black people in particular, he taught us that he never used color in this question and answer. He asked the question, who are the 85%? Who are the 10%? And who are the 5%? And in the answers that Mr. Muhammad gave that we study, 85% of the people don't understand the law of cause and effect. And wherever there is an effect that is real, the cause is just as real, though oftentimes the hidden hand that's manipulating and creating the effect and the circumstances that begin to divide and destroy. This kind of satanic mind is absolutely in control. And that satanic mind is hiding with a mask of humanity and civility, but now it is gradually being exposed. There are those at the top who guide and govern who are not necessarily the friend of the masses of the people that they are governing. So it is the 5%, just a small group who know the truth, who understand the law of cause and effect, and they don't believe in a mystery God that's somewhere making things happen. If there's a real evil, then there's a real devil. If there's a real saint, then there's a real good person doing saintly things. So here we are. Now a conspiracy absolutely is in vogue.
Unfortunately, you've grown up hearing voices that incessantly warn of government as nothing more than some separate, sinister entity that's at the root of all our problems.
It's time to stop submitting to this tyranny. It's time to realize that we're being enslaved.
Some of these same voices also do their best to gum up the works. They'll warn that tyranny's always lurking just around the corner.
Tyranny with a capital T.
You should reject these voices.
Everything that's been done with torture, rendition, the NDAA, the Patriot Acts 1 and 2, from day one was focused on the American people, period. That's it. It's always been about erasing the Bill of Rights and Constitution and rolling out NSA spying publicly, saying it's for Al-Qaeda, rolling out torture, saying it's for Al-Qaeda, but it's really for the general public, rolling out total control and the end of any underground free market systems in the name of fighting Al-Qaeda, but really shutting down any type of free commerce. This is all about converting us from a free society to a tyranny with a capital T.
But I've asked certain people who say, well, you're a conspiracy theorist, and they call you the same. I said, but do you read the scriptures of the Bible and Quran? Is not Satan real? Evil is real. So Satan is real.
That really is a revolutionary thought, that if you question the establishment, you question what they're saying when they're known liars, you're a conspiracy theorist. That's like saying you're a heretic. Okay, well, if we're a heretic against the system, I guess we're a heretic against the devil. Because this system, undoubtedly, you couldn't call it good. And from my research, that's my concern. The 5%, the 1%, the 0.1% that actually run and control, manipulate things, they believe they're going to end up winning. They believe that they're getting ahead of people by keeping folks dumbed down. But common sense shows, and just my gut tells me, you don't screw people over and then long term get away with it. It comes back on you. And I think the people serving this system are some of the most deceived out there, because they know how the world really works, but they've decided to basically try to screw over their fellow humans as if they're going to get ahead by doing that. I mean, just anybody who's God-fearing in their gut level has to know that's a lie.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, you can get 6 months free at PrisonPlanet.tv, but only for one more week. Next Monday, the special that only comes around once a year ends. In fact, we've never offered 6 months free before, but I really want to get more people to join and to be able to watch the nightly news, to see the live reports we do, the special reports, all my films, ebooks, and so much more. One person can share their membership with 20 people, and you are funding the absolute very leading edge, the vanguard of the resistance to the globalist operation on every front. We have to have our own platform that is harder for them to censor, harder for the system to shut down. PrisonPlanet.tv. We put out the daily radio show free with the video and audio feeds at Infowars.com/show. But it is the members that get the nightly news exclusively and first, and the commercial free video podcasts and audio podcasts that are paying it forward and financing and helping so many other people see the truth when we put the videos on Facebook, YouTube, and it's PrisonPlanet.tv that finances so much of the cameras, the equipment, the crew, the reporters. You are becoming a PrisonPlanet.tv member. You get exclusive HD, higher quality, get it first, and then you can download it, share it with friends and family, share your passcode with them, your username. It's a win-win, and then you're helping finance to put it out for free to everybody. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Clean, pure drinking water. You can't survive without it. But where do you get it? Alexa Pure Pro is a brand new, groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system that is like no other. The Alexa Pure Pro transforms water from virtually any fresh source into clean, healthy drinking water. Save $20 off the retail price and get free shipping. This is a limited-time offer, so order your unit today and receive free shipping and $20 off. Go to InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
When I was on the mall a few weeks ago in Washington, I talked about my mom, and I talked about the circumstances around my birth, and my mother knew that if I came to birth, I could disrupt her relationship with the man that she was with, because my father, whom she married, and he was a handsome philanderer, so she got rid of him, but he came back on the scene, and she was pregnant with me. The man, my mother's very dark, and the man that gave my mother her first child is very dark, so my brother is dark, but my father was light-skinned, curly-haired. So she was afraid that if that baby came to birth and was light-skinned, it would destroy her relationship with that man. So she decided to abort me. And she tried three times to abort me. And on the third time, in those days, she used a hanger. And she was unsuccessful. And I came to birth. And I said that on the mall to all those people that were there and to the millions who were watching. If my mother was successful in aborting me, what would the world have lost? Jesus was born under strange circumstances, and she had to be put away privily, as the Bible teaches, because if she were seen pregnant, the law was, where's the husband? Where's the father? Well, you say Holy Ghost, but we know there's no human being born without the agency of a man. That's real. So they would have killed Mary. But her baby was the last prophet to the Jewish people, Jesus. I'm saying that to say this. Every prayer that we pray is answered through the womb of a woman and a baby that was given a chance to live and to grow. And that's why we are against eugenics. Mr. Muhammad was death on birth control. He called it a death plan by the government against poor people. So we find that we are kindred spirits in so many ways. And you know, Mr. Jones, I felt that today. I felt that when we met and you could question me and strip away whatever there is, if there's something to be stripped away, that America could see me as I am, white people could see me as I am.
Yourself in that position as a moral judge. I think you should keep quiet.
In the mind of Satan was to set up a one world government where he would be in charge.
They talk about me, but they won't confront me.
What the hell business is it of yours?
America should keep her mouth shut.
I didn't mean to be so fiery.
Oh, no, that's good. It's good.
That's my passion. As a student of my teacher, I think I should always be dignified in my expression, although sometimes in passion, I lose it.
Absolutely.
And so I thought about, you know, when they said Farrakhan, he wants to kill all white people, and he's advocating 10,000 fearless men to go out and kill white people, as though I'm insane. That's insanity. And I've been teaching for 60 years, sir, and no one who follows me has ever gone out and killed a white person, harmed a Jewish person, bombed a synagogue, or even put some swastika on a synagogue, because that's against our religion to deface a house of worship. I'm saying that to say this. When I said in Florida, you know, naming all the blacks that got shot down, and according to something I just read where one black man every 28 hours is shot by a policeman. And young black men are 9 times more likely than other Americans to be killed by police officers in 2015, according to the findings of the Guardian newspaper, 1,134 deaths at the hands of law enforcement officers happened last year. As a black man who loves my people, I'm grieved not only at police killing us, but I am grieved at our killing of each other, which sometimes is 10 times more than what white policemen have done. So in my passion against that, and this has been gradually increasing with me over the years, I said, if the federal government does not intercede to see that justice comes to us, because that's the government's job. It's not my job to kill my killer. It's the government's job to arrest the killer, bring them before a court of law, and punish them for their misdeed. But when the government fails to do it, what are we to do? We have to defend our lives. And so I said, stalk them wherever you find them. Not everybody, just the ones that kill us out of the law of justice. If the government won't arrest them and do that, somehow we're going to ultimately do that. And then it leads to what they'll say, it's a race war. No, we are not in any position at all to engage in a race war. It's ridiculous. It's destructive. It's suicidal. However, persecution in the Quran, it says, is worse than slaughter. And you know, you talk about 1776.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. And I'm here to tell you, 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. Doesn't matter how many lemmings you get out there on the street begging for them to have their guns taken. We will not relinquish them. Do you understand?
And you are so right. But in 1776, America had enough. The colonial people under Britain had enough. So when Patrick Henry said, give us liberty or we are willing to pay the price, which is death, you force people into that when government fails to do its job to redress the grievance of the people who are suffering.
I will put this interview out basically unedited. I mean, we'll put a lot of clips in and articles and things, but we're going to put almost the whole interview out basically. Mainstream media, they're going to take just what you said, even though you quoted Patrick Henry and the rest of it. I guarantee you they're going to take that and just show the clip again out of context.
And that's it for our show tonight. We want to remind you that we have brand new shirts available in the InfoWars shop. You can get these, the new Come and Take It shirts. It says Come and Take It on the back. On the front, it says, we the people will never surrender. It's a great shirt, and it's a great way to meet like-minded people. Well, I'm Ja'Kari Jackson from the InfoWars Command Center, and we'll see you again tomorrow night.
Knockout is back. If you want a product that has 10 known ingredients that naturally get your body to relax, your brain to relax, so you get deep, restful sleep, Knockout's it. InfoWarsLife.com. L-theanine, hops flower extract, lemon balm extract, valerian root extract, chamomile flower extract, L-tryptophan extract, melatonin, and more. All organic, all the natural sources. It's the same price as leading brands of melatonin that are 3 milligrams apiece. It has 3 milligram, the standard recommended dose for an adult. It's got the GABA, so it would probably cost $50 to take all this as separate pills. It's $19.95. You take one or two of these, and it just is really clean, restful sleep is what the reviews are. It's what I've experienced. and it just synergistically puts everything in there. InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Or call 888-253-3139.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. And your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.